Okay, we're going to try again to understand the Mishnah. Akiva ben Mahal, Rahim HaMasakhu, Shlesh HaTvorim, Vein HaTavol HaDeh. Oh, Mayim Bosu, Lahan Tohila, Vimei HaTavos HaDeh, Din Vecheshboin. Mayim Bosu, Meti Pesucho, Lahan Tohila, Kama Kamofa, Lulim HaVisalea, Vimei HaTavos HaDeh, Din Vecheshboin, Vimei HaTavos HaDeh, Din Vecheshboin, This Mishnah, the difficulties of the Mishnah we spoke about last time, what we're looking for is a understanding of the Mishnah that will raise us above the type of prerequisites, will give us the prerequisites such that these type of experience that the Mishnah is asking us to make will come to the promised result of removing us from there. So the beginnings, let's start to try to build up. Let's start again from the shot level and see if we can get somewhere. We'll start without the questions we'll be sending on last week, but the basic mahalik that Yossi taught us last week was that first of all, that we're talking about here, we clarified last week, that's step one. But we're not talking about what a person does, the Shas Nesoyin. The Shas Nesoyin is too late. The Shas Nesoyin, this type of a Hisbainus, when a person is under the influence of the Yitzhahar, this type of Hisbainus is more likely to bring him down than to bring him up. That is a different Gemara that discusses that issue. And we have the Roman Brochus. It says that when a person has problems, it's our problem. So, step number one is Yargis, all of Yitzhak Tayyip. That doesn't work. And then there's Limited Tayyip. If that doesn't work, there's Krishma. If that doesn't work, then there's Yimei Misa. If that doesn't work, you better go see a doctor. Like the Rav says, there's a force of nefesh, a force of book. If that doesn't work, then probably you need some prerequisites. If there's something missing in the process. But the Mishnah, that's not our subject. Our subject is talking about a totally different issue. Our subject is talking about being removed from a veira by that you are saved from the yideya veira. Yeah, the hands of a veira. The outstretched hands means that there are processes, there are systems that can start off quite instantly, quite naturally, like that. But these are the entrances, these are the places where the Yetzirah enters into our systems, and what Akiva Ra'ol is teaching us that it's possible for a person to put himself in such a plane, in such a situation, where he is saved, where he is free from the influence of these type of Yitzhahar inputs, and therefore he doesn't come the day in the sun, he doesn't come the day of air, he doesn't enter the hands, he doesn't enter hands reach of the air, and the sun that just doesn't come his way. Very often when we look at people, if we look on the other side of the fence, and we look at people that they don't seem to do this, each person has some very big person in mind, say Chutz Chaim or something like that. And very often a person has somebody not much closer to him. So you can look around, a friend, a neighbor, and it may yet be true, it may not be true, but very often there may be some truth to it. This person seems to have life easy, it doesn't come there or there. And the rather than serious that one person feels that he has, you can look at some, in one every particular area, you can find somebody who doesn't seem to have those problems. And one of the reasons could be, there could be other reasons, one of the reasons could be is that in, at least in a particular area, this person has these different basic footings. We're looking for a different footing, a different setup, a basic life philosophy, or whatever you want to call it, that will free us, will save us, put us in a ghetto. Put us in a situation where we're outside of the influence, we don't come into the Shas Nesoyin. A person can have these internal barriers within him, but he can walk down Main Street. It's possible for him to live within mainstream society and not come into the here. And Chas V'Shalom, the reverse, a person can live in a physical ghetto and not have these proper barriers, internal barriers, and he can live in a very secluded society, and it's not going to help him. There's walks down many different streets, and he gets into all neighborhoods and doesn't go out on Shabbos, so he can come into different neighborhoods. That's not sufficient. So what we're looking for is these internal mechanisms that will set us aside, that we don't come in contact with Aleya. We explained also, so this should be a confusion. A few of somebody who does such a thing, that doesn't mean that it's the end of Bechir. And the example, the classical example for that is David HaMelech. But David HaMelech was made Alasmi Shalibu Chol Mekirbi, meaning that as far as his Avodah was concerned, the Yitzhahor was totally emptied out of his heart. He was removed. So how did he, not long after that, come to the Avodah of Namish? Whatever level, there's a parsha of Aveir and a parsha of Tshuva. B'chol Eifin, the mice of Batsheva came the day of the Melech, and Furish and Chazal Rapshat is that it was a gift of Nesoyin in the Shemaim. He asked for Nesoyin, that was his mistake. B'chol Eifin, a person who is free from the Yidei Aveiris, meaning that he's not going to fall in by just walking down the path and falling into the hole, because you shouldn't be walking down the path that has holes on it. But in the Shemayim, like it says by David HaMelech, it says by you, Vadai, that he can bring a person to an Nisayin in order to bring out all of the toilers of the Parsha of Nisayin and Midbin Nisayinus. Person who doesn't mean that's the end of the Mechavis Yetzer. What it does mean is that the Yetzer's outstretched hands we're not forced to come in contact with him in the natural way that he would like to present the world. And that there are ways of setting ourselves up. We have a type of a Yiddishkeit, a type of a Yiddish neshama, a Yiddish heart, a Yiddish way of doing things that set us separate from these natural tendencies to avoid. Then it takes an outside influence, it takes a decision, it doesn't show my whether they're going to send us an Nisayin. Then you have to be a Nisayin, and you call back a Nisayin. But putting yourself in a person, a mocker of Nisayin, so then you can't have kindness, and you may not even have a right to see after the Shema Yechas Vashol, if a person puts himself in a mocker of Nisayin. If a person goes to a place where the influences, the strength of the negative influences are going to be overpowering whatever kodesh and nefesh he has, then he has no tainus. Then why you come to there? What are you doing in such a place? You don't have the kodesh to deal with such a thing. It's not where you should be. So that's good. So we don't walk around a place where we shouldn't be. But the problem is that the Yitzhara is very close. Stay pissed their legs in our head. How do you keep away from him with us? So the Yitzhahara's main first influence, that's what he accomplished with the Chet of Adam Rishon, was that he internalized it and he gave us the picture that he wants, so that he's it's a necessity, that he's a partner in life, and whatever decision, whatever thought, whatever idea that comes his way, you have to discuss it with him. Maybe yes, maybe no, but you have to be in contact with him. This is the basic stance. And what Kivdan HaRav was teaching us is that if we can be misbehaving in these things, we can find out that we don't have to accept that stance. And we can tell him, no, you please stand on the side, where you start, you can only come up to here, and I stand above, or on the side of you, above the reach of the hands of the other thing. Let's go into the structure of this a little bit, according to the list of the Kivan and Mahalo, and see if we get some of the understanding of these concepts. First, let's hear it on a Pashto level. The Pashto level is more than almost all unfortunate, but interestingly, each one turns around a different way. But actually, you have a simple chat that's very unfortunate. The status of Ma'in Boso, in particular, seems to be the antidote to the problem called Gaiva. The status of La'an Atahoyuk, the Rima Seraya, is the antidote to the problems called that have their source in Taiva. And the Pnei Yisrael, the Din V'Cheshbon, is the antidote to the problems that revolve around Kina and Kas. This hierarchy, I think, I don't remember exactly how clearly I don't put it. I don't know what we explained on the Erev Purim and what we explained on Purim. Well, we didn't explain on Purim, but B'chol HaKav, that hierarchy of the Yetzer Hara is to be found in the in every place that you're going to meet him, basically. Let's start from the very beginning. This is the Seder, the tree, the Tzuras Dvorim of the Yetzer Hara always comes in a three-step process, meaning Ikroni, this is his input. Now, it's possible that a person moves into the process somewhere in the middle for all kinds of reasons. We're not giving the klal of pratis, how each person's concern works. We're talking about now the basic klerichal yetzer and how it's built and how is it attacking a person. So the chet harishon, the first approach of the yetzer hara to Adam. So these are the three stages that it took. Step one is gaiva. The yisur perukin. The Rasha comes along, has a little discussion with Chava, and it's kind of just, you know why the Rishon told you not to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as? Because it's ra? No. Because really, it's good stuff, and he wants it all for himself. But if you eat from the Eitz HaDa'as, you know, he ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, from Bora Amr, and if you're going to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as, so then you're going to be able to be Bora Yisrael, you can be Bora Lomas also. This is the step number one of the Eitz HaHara, and this needs explanation why this is the step number one. But first, let's just see the Seder. The Seder is, number one, is Gaiva. Number one is the Kaveh HaOdom, the person is Kaveh himself, sees himself as a own entity, of Shush Lefnei Atzma. Second step, the Akisai Vilei Naim, the Taiva, the all of the aspects of Taiva, the different aspects that were discussed in the Pasuk over there. Well, the whole different step number two is Taiva. From the level of Gaiva, the second step is Taiva. And in Chet of Marishan, it took another generation for the third step to come out. The Chet of the Eitz HaDa'as itself was started with the Gaiva and ended with Taiva. This is a joke that it's not such a joke, it's very true. Yeah, it's just the same as cigarette smoking also. It starts with Gaiva and ends with Gaiva. It's classically it's hard. And the person, whenever you see a smoke signal coming up, says, this is a person who at least used to be a Baal Gaiva, and now he's a Baal Gaiva. This is a Seder HaDvarim of Yitzhar, so it starts with Gaiva and continues to Taiva. When Taiva, the resultants, the possible resultants of Taiva, in the case of Adam Rishon, took another generation until it came out to the surface. But a person who was born under the influence of Gaiva and Taiva, so in the third generation, kind of, we got to the Kina, to the Kas, which resulted in the first Tzitzit. Another example of this hierarchy we have by the classical Rikidas Hayetzer Hara. Rikidas HaSatan was the suicide of Jewish. The Seder drama over there was it started with Yatzi Gaiva, who was the Haris Sri Vaishwari, and Kremlach Husay. Started with Gaiva, continued with Taiva, Sayyim Medinis Yahu, Zayyofa, and the Pasha of the Bakosha of Ring Rashti. And it ended with Ritzicha, it ended with Kas, the Chaim of Berwa, and ended with Kevin Vashti. This is the Seder of the Yetzer Hara. The high point is Gaiva, the second goes down the tree, Gaiva, Taiva, Kas. We're not talking about easy and hard now, we're talking about the process, right? Let's try to. These things are talking mitzah hashayish. We're not talking practically yet. On a practical level, it can come from many different things. Generally speaking, our practical levels, and this is what we're trying to clarify the whole time, our practical levels aren't from this Mishnah. Because our practical levels will already not only be there, they were very deeply embraced. Which, they only have different Gemaras. What do you do when the Yitzhar is straight in the driver's seat? You have to get him out of the driver's seat. Right? Use a shotgun. What do you do if he's in there? What do you do then? Gas, rubber bullets, plastic bullets. I mean, there are different things you have to do in the serious situations. But right now we're talking, which unfortunately for many of us, I'm talking, is a little bit theoretical, right? We're trying, but in a Hanami, a person could be kind at first such things in theory, and then lack can come with their practice. But a person is this deeply embraced with Yitzhar, and Yitzhar is a very big suffix who's in the driver's seat. And that's like Tesla, who wants to show how deeply we are engrossed, and if Yitzhar is engrossed in us, he says, listen to yourself, think. He says, when there's something that's coming from the Yitzhar, and somebody else, or after the fact, the person recognizes that and says, what did it sound like? What did the little voice inside say? The little voice said, I want this, I want that. What happens when the Yetzer Tov speaks? When you hear the Yetzer Tov speaking, what does the little voice say? You really shouldn't be doing that. Right, so who's the I and who's the you? Listen to yourself. It's terrible. It's very embarrassing. Amara said, so he's took over identity. He's taken over identity. He used to be the Nochish had to come and speak to Chava from the outside. But then the second level, he speaks on the inside and he says, you really should go after that. And we're on the third level where he comes and says, I want this. And then you have to, it's a serious situation, you have to reestablish control on your own identity. So the practical applications of it in terms of our individual situations, they often come from a different sugya. This sugya vadai, to whatever degree that we're kind of shaykhis to it, will have an influence on those situations also. But for our case, it's mainly a long-term effect, that the more a person comes closer and closer to the concepts that we're going to try to reach here, the further and further a person can escape this embracement of the Yetzer and not leave him somewhere behind. There's a Yesod here that is in the Skala, we see it in the Chet HaMarish, we see it by HaShveish, we see it in this Mishnah, clear words. And again, but clear, we're not talking about what does a person do when he's under the influence of the Yetzer. We're talking about where's the entrance of when the Yetzer, when you're not under the influence, where's the entrance of the Yetzer, to say it the way that, you know, the general sivus of Chet is called the Yetzer. Right? All Chet comes from Yetzer. So where's the Yetzer's first attack? The Yetzer is gavah ba'odim l'poya gavhus halef. V'chol taiva, v'chol kina, v'kiyotze boy, which on the practical terms, gaiva on the daily basis is not usually the direct core of aveira. Okay. But mostly our aveiras, most aveiras that we're familiar with, are either direct products of taiva or direct products of kina. But here we're learning that these two, avir avos hatumah, two avos hatumah, Taiva and Gaiva, if you want to call them in times of the Goyim, Sishmoel and Nesef, Kiyadua, Sishmoel is the Retzeach, Sicha Esav is the Retzeach, Sishmoel is the Menayev, Taiva, the Gaiva, these are the Shtei Avois HaTumah, but they have an Aviyah voice. They both come, they have a source, they have a Abba, they have a source where they both have a prerequisite. The whole taiva, the whole kin of kiyitzibim in advoya, ashehem goyim shiyavur deichet, mischachin mekoyach gavos halei. They are awakened. The new attack, the new approach of the Yitzhar, the new influence of the Yitzhar can have us. In the practical sense, it usually takes either the gaiva or either the kas or the taiva form. Either anger and hatred and all that type of kas, or type and all related types, Gufniyastika type, Samanyastika type, all of the subjects of type. But these are the two, the right hand and the left hand of Avaya. And we're learning here that they have the right hand and the left hand of Avaya. The Yidaya Avaya is Tas and Taiva. It's called the right hand and the left hand. The right hand is called Taiva, the left hand is called Kas. And they have a Rosh. They have a source. They have a real voice. The real voice is Gai. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Maral gets so much, he tries to put as much as he can as the Mishnah against this point. He wants to say both the Mayan and both the Anandana is going on this point, but the whole thing, the problem of it is not the Nikuda right now. It's very clear that we're carrying from the Mishnah is that if you want to be outside of the realm of the Yetzer Hara's influence, new influence, he has to come in. He doesn't have you under his finger on the issue. He wants to slowly bring you in. Right, so where is he going to start? So if he got you up to the Kas and Taiva levels, then you know you're too late. He's been here for a while. You came on step 7. Right, step 2 at least. Right, if you want to wake up on time, you have to get back to step 1. Step 1, it's nice to run after anything that doesn't belong to you or that you shouldn't be doing. Right. It's an internal question of how a person looks at himself. And Sakako, very often the Gahavus could come from Tzahatov. Hey, look what I did, look what I accomplished, look what I learned, look what I was. Sakako, I'm just having enough from the Shtikotel that I learned. Who's the Italian? They just accomplish this, accomplish that. A person doesn't seem at that point necessarily. You don't see the Yidaya there yet. You don't see the Kaiva. You don't see the Kas coming out yet. You just see. This needs explanation. Why is it this the? Shoyush, he says, is a very chilish. The Shoyush, he says, of all kas, and all taiva and kas, which are the direct, more direct sources of Avaya, always come from gavos. Gavos are like, what? I understand that gavos are like, it's its own problem. Vada, you can kind of lead to its own problem, but to make that the idea of voice, to set it aside, to set it above, tell you that's one, and everything else is two, is a new explanation. Vadai, so that's exactly because the sugi we're talking about is the day of the seeds over there. So the further you get to the source, the less directly evil it looks. They're usually this is what we talked about: the taiva and the kas are the two forms of evil. One is the black hat evil, and white hat evil. Right? The rotzeach, we picture the mean, angry, bad person who moves out to get you. He's the guy that would say, the evil person takes the form of what we picture as the black hat. And then there's the guy who is could be very smiley fellow, a good boy. Good man. We talked about 2 years ago. He wasn't about to. Everybody should be happy. Sure, should come too. I'm sure, why not? He's a bad guy. He's a good man. But the other side, the right hand side of the it. So it comes. Which one's worse? Which one? He's having anybody. Who? No. What? No, but he had the whole seder. He had the whole business. He was a nachash from beginning, from head to tail. And he started, and very quickly, he gave a good demonstration of pure Yetzirah from Gaiva, Taiva, Kas. He went straight through the whole system. He got 100 on all accounts. He go directly to Gehenna and a rush of them all. There are different forms, though. But the Ahasuerus form and the retire form, it's two different forms of reverse. But both of them were saying now that in order to approach a person, have an influence with a person, there's a prerequisite. The prerequisite is the sukhya guy. How is this? Where is that? Where is that? So like, as always the case, I keep trying to let's do the best we can. That's all. There are the answers, but we can do the best we can. We have to try. So we're going to attempt to understand the sugya. I would imagine that the Yetzer Hara is not terribly interested that we should get this sugya to clear. Because I imagine that to whatever degree that we are having a capability of clearing the sugya, he's going to have a harder time dealing with us. And therefore, we can understand that he's not out to help us. But the whole of him, Torah, believe on Yitzhak, it's a Koyach of Torah, that the Torah is the Rosh Yitzhak, Rosh Yitzhak, Tavlin, and Torah has the Koyach that regardless of where a person's practical level is, Rosh Yitzhak, Rosh Yitzhak, Tavlin, a person could be in Mentishaita. Person can be, once Christ was in Kabbalah, they can't be in this way. Whoever a person can be. And Rav Aisha Isi Azovu Toyosi Shemoa Shemoa Shabai Nazir Obutov. Toyo has a koyach to tell the Yetzer to please wait on the side and connect us up with the Emes and quote the Shayish that even though it's not a direct result of our Maisin, it's not a result of our level, all of a sudden we find ourselves over here and the Yetzer is still down there. And Rosh Yitzchak, Rosh Yitzchak, Dablin, just they can't. So Torah, Rosh Yitzchak, even though Asadafim are the same as these are difficult, they shush is again. But Torah, Rosh Yitzchak, we're just trying to understand things that they are being a common tourist. And we're trying to put together a few different Ramazim that different Chacham, the different Arabim taught us, and maybe will also be Zaycha Ayvei Dlir, that there is some Keshe to this. We talked about last time one of the Kashas, that we said that the Hizbeinus, that Akiva Nahalo tells us in particular to deal with this first level, is the Tipa Sukha. We showed you asked about Tanura, asked the question, it's very negative language. A person is born in, first of all, he's born not only from the biological facts of the source of his conception, but even when you talk about the level of the lowest level, the tipa is only srucha when it didn't create a person. If it created a person, then it can be surah, it's not murder. So it's just stop calling dirty names, it's not going to work. But why is the Kiran Allah telling the tipa srucha? And this is in particularly is supposed to clarify to us that that type of attitude and that type of a basic antidote to the Gaiva problems, which is the Shayush HaShosh Naviyah voice of all the Yitzhak. But why this is being this in particular? What is it in this particular Nakuda that is the place to start looking for a person to get his head on straight and outside of the format that the Yetzer Hara wants us to look at? So the Goyim says Kedarka B'Kodesh, my wish is a few words, but maybe together with the different things that we have here we'll be able to understand something. We're talking about the tipa kedusha that a person is born with. It's a tipa kedusha that the Rebbeinu Shalom says sends down the Malach HaMamuna, and it's Rebbeinu Shalom is Yeshiv. This is what Bilam Rasha saw, it cost him an eye. Right? Yeshiv, Hutor, Vekodesh, Vermishos, Vekodesh, Vyask, Vidor, Me'elu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Nimsa, Bechol Mokhein. Isha with his Brias Adam, and the Rebbeinu Shalom has a direct and equal shutvus, more than equal shutvus, direct part of the process, Gimel Shutvim Adam. Ad Kedeva, therefore, the Kiyud Abba'im is a chelik of the Luchos of Yishayis. The Chol Oivim, clearly, that we have to understand that the tipa that we're talking about, that we're coming from, is that tipa kedusha that before the person who was brought into this world was brought by the Malach HaMamun and the Fnei Kisei HaKovod, and they were done on it. And Bezdin Shamayla Mabdiuk, everything like it says in the Gemara and Nida and other places, all of the Matiya, Tipuzu Matiyaleh, Chochol, the Tifish, all of the Osher, all of the Protim of the Sidri HaChaim of a person, were all in the Tipa. All the Tipa. Take the Neshama in that. Neshama in that, the Tipa. So this Tipa that we have to understand before we hear the Goyim's Tipa Sukha, we have to understand that we're talking about this Tipa Kedusha that's aiming at Nekhi Sakha. And Kaiso comes, let's put it this way, even the biological chelik of Kaiso comes with Nekhi Sakha. And this is something that whenever, there's only one bracha where Kisei HaKol is mentioned. And that bracha is Asher Yotzeh. When a person comes into the lowest form of a biological act, and Klai Yisrael walks out of the Asher Yotzeh room, right? Go with you to the Tnei Kisei Kvaydech. Klai Yisrael's goof, Klai Yisrael's lowest on the Kudah, is in the case of the Tnei Kisei HaKol. The Koyach of Klai Yisrael is that we can take the godless of Klai Yisrael, we can take the whole spectrum of greatness and lowness without losing proportion and come from the Kisei, Kisei basic Kisei, the Kisei HaKol, and put them both together in one bracha. Very basically, Kisei, this is how it's like making fun of out, that's for sure. Yeah. But Klai Yisrael, you come out of the basic Kisei and you hold the Kisei called Lama. Because Klai Yisrael's roof, not only in the Shomu, is Kimushutun Vamokim, is the same Kisei HaKovin. We already spoke about it last week, but that's part of the Pirush of the double language of the Mishnah that included in the Ma'in Bosa of. This is, I think, I rejected it last week as part of the Pasuk chat of the Mishnah, but the language of the Mishnah is that it's true, and this is why I think that's the way the wording is working. The chat of the Mishnah is going on the goof. All parts of the aspect of the Mishnah is going on the goof of the Shomei Patoch, about the Tip, talk about the Rumo, and in this form we're talking about Ha'odah. But we're talking about Ha'odah Hashleima, we're talking about the whole Musuk of Ha'odah, and therefore, the rumors in here is also the chilek element of the person. Our bechor, we can really have him more understand the tipus surah. What the Goyim adds into the understanding of this Mishnah is that he tells us, you know what? What's masriach about that tipa? What do you mean? Since when is it masriach? I was building Russians telling this masriach, but we don't hold like that. We hold that, yeah, that's what the Kedushin B'Tayin should be Isaac, and that's what the Kedushin B'Tayin should be Isaac. He's Isaac in Tipos of Klai Yisrael. That's what the B'Tayin should be Isaac, and his Malachim are Isaac. Right? We don't hold that. So what happened? We look at all of a sudden things as well. So the B'Tayin in Namish, just a few words, tells us this. He says that we have to know is that from Chet on Rishon on, it says the Rashi of Chazal is Zuma. Shehitul Nochosh Bechava, there is how did the Yetzirah enter into the internal mechanism of the human being? There's a thing called Zirma, the tumor, the Surcha, all of the source of the Yetzirah, of tumor, of negativism, of Ra, of Nisa, the reason why the Guf in the Shomer Shidduch is not a permanent one at this stage. All comes from the fact that included in the Tipa Rasha, that's Yitzhak, Mimakor Kodesh, Me'eva Kodesh, the Ha'ilech, before it goes, it takes a little trip up to Kisei HaKodesh, right? But we have to know that it comes with there's a fourth shift of that. Somebody else has a frozen aspect. The Tipa Atzma is Kodesh, but it's so. Why? Because it's Zoom. But we weren't born for Chetamishim, we were born after Chetamishim. And there's Makura of Yetzirah, the entrance place of the Yetzirah. You know where the Yetzirah's first input into human being is? says, you have to know, you thought you came from a deep tipik dusha. That's correct. But you have to know that that tipik dusha was Zohun. There was a problem. There was a problem.
What does this have to do with guys?
I've said the Yitzhahar. I've heard about the Yitzhahar before. Who is the Yitzhahar? Gaiva, what is?
On all three levels, as much as we're going to be able to understand, we have to upgrade our understandings a little bit of these. We're talking about Gaiva in its shoshistika form. We remember when each one of us had some first experience with Gaiva. Taiva and Kaas. And very often our basic program, our very picture in our hearts of what these things look like and what the subject matter is based on our first childhood experience when we came in contact either internally or externally, either we were the victim or the... Well, it doesn't make that much difference, but it made that first impression on us of the negative aspect of these koichos. It's probably more effective if you were the victim. But the first time you got smashed by the class bully or something, but not to, I'm not talking about the guy who bunches you over the head, but the guy who knows all the answers and make sure that everybody knows that he's the one who knows all the answers. And you think you're smart, so he clarifies to you that that he knows all the answers. And very often our understanding of the Rav guy, it's all true, that very simple level of things, is all very true and very real. But in order to, we're talking here about the Shrusha as well, we have to try to upgrade our Hosogim to the Shrusha, it's like a level that we're talking about here. What's the Yitzhahar doing there? That's exactly what Bill Marsh was saying. Alright, so we have to understand that there are three basic... This is a delicate subject, especially when we're talking about the deeper. And we'll talk Balash and Akir, and I hope things will be clear. There are three basic possible approaches to the understanding of human conception. Step number one is Bill Marosh's understanding. He says, listen, fellas, the Rishon should go to the Beis HaMikdash. He really has nothing to do with it. This is Tipa Sucha from beginning to end. There are those who say it's Tipa Sucha and therefore you shouldn't have anything to do with it. And therefore, there are those who say it's Tipa Sucha and therefore that's all you should be doing. Yeah? It's two different forms of the same Shita. But their basic understanding, the Bilam understanding of it, is that this is negative Ra in its lowest form. And the question is whether that's what you are, whether therefore don't do it, therefore do it. That depends on, you know, two different forms of the same thing. But hold on, the basic concept of the Tipa, he said it. Misha Kodesh Boko has some shaykhs to do. Misha Kodesh with Torah, with Kodesh Boko, some Mikdash, leave this for me or something like that. There's no business doing go for you. That's one extreme. The other extreme, which is the way things theoretically work, after every work, with Nechet, and where also lower things will return, but Etzim, Klai Yisrael, is Tohor Legamri. Alakai, Nishamish Nasatu B, Tohirahi. We say every day, every Jew, whoever he is, whatever Madrig he's on, gets up and says a Baruch of B'Shem of Malchus, that he recognizes that regardless of what he did, regardless of where he is, Alakai, Nishamish Nasatu B, still is Tohirahi. Vadai, that's possible. that the Klai Yisrael's neshama is a chayav of kanina, the tavis piece of the kavod, and there's no dirt in the world that contains the Klai Yisrael's neshama. But we're not just neshamas; we're connected to everything. And there, be'etzem, you can't put that was Bram's time. Something that's kodesh v'torah should not be put into something that's tameh. He's right. You can't do that. You can't take kedusha and put it into a hazir. It doesn't go. You have to put kedusha and put it into Beis Hamikdash. They're clean. Whole rubber. Everything has its proper vessel. If we have a neshama, shenasakripi tohirahi, that's the reason why Ralach would then pass inside away many. No, he said that the baruch of Ashayatza, what's going on the book. And Sneaky said, a couple that we say in the baruch of the Tain Neshama, Baruch is a somach lachavatov. One brings the other, they come together. Because the ha'odah, the baruch that we say on the taharas and neshama, is the reason why when we come out of a kisei, basic kisei, we can talk about kisei akovet. Because the goof of Klai Yisrael be'etzem is Torah also. And all of the iskei haguf, all of this gear goof and all of its forms is done. So, these are the two extremes. This is Taira Legamri, and this is Tum Legamri. What we have to know is that we live in the Ogun HaShekha, we look in the Ogun, any word that you want to use is a confused world. We live in a world where Emes and Sheker, or Tumba and Taira, don't live in two different planets. But they have very, very direct contact with one another. In the very, very place where you have the Siyah Kedusha, where you have the Hashkocha Protis at its peak, to a place that is called an active partner. It's called a Shutif. And we see it in English, you hear it strongly. He's an active partner. He's there, but then somebody else mixes his fingers in there. There's a tipus rucha. And this tipus rucha is the makor shirish aviyah v'satuma where all Yitzhara comes from. This is the input of Yitzhara into the process. How does it work? The Yitzhara comes along. Let's hear it maybe in this form first. The Yitzhar comes along and he says, you feel you're a Jew, Kaya, Shamashatu Tahiri, you were born, Eva Kodesh, Dusha, Tahir, Dush. Yeah, talking. But don't forget. Don't forget. It's not like that. Says, I was there too. Remember me, Tipa Sukha? How is that? I'm Michael. Don't forget. So you have a Rabbanishan. It's true, Rabbanishan had his input there. But you weren't there just like 50 him, 50 me. We'll talk about it. How we'll split up the Kibbutz Abraham over here. Sometimes you'll listen to him, sometimes that's the basic Mahalach of the Yitzhahara. For the Stam Yid is called a Benini. We've learned that before, that we have to think of ourselves that way. The Rosh Gemur and the Tzaddikim Gemur have special Mahalachim. The Rosh Gemur is called a Benini. And the Mahalach Iker, the Yisrael of Yitzhahara, is that he comes to be Yased B'shita, that you should really believe that you attack a Shlita stay a Shlis. And he comes and he tells you, better than that. Oh, it's really very nice. It's all the nice, very nice, but people too. I was there too. You come from Ito, and don't be fooled. There are two parts to the picture, and you have to make sure that you get proper due. So, you learn a little, you daven a little bit, and take care of writing. You said that the Yetzirah has an input at the Shirish, of where a person comes from,
has to be taken from one or two possible approaches. The way he wants to take it, the way he tries to teach it to us, is the Yisrael of Shtei Yishuvos. He wants to teach us Shtei Yishuvos. And if we'll translate this out into how does it look on the practical side, getting out of the stage of the Tipa Sukhura, so how do you live as his Shita of Tipa Sukhura? His Shita of Tipa Sukhura is that therefore he has 50%. He has his stocks over here, and therefore he has rights. And he has claims, and he has kliyos over you. And it's only a question that you can wear a little bit hiller, and it's a question that you have two bosses, and you listen a little bit to one boss listens to the other boss. Most people go through life in a Hanami already embraced with the Yitzhar. This is his input. Where he convinces us that this is in fact the case. That the world is made up of two Yishuvos. There are two bosses, and there are two Mekudos. The extensions of this philosophy that comes from the Tipa Sukhura of the Yetzer Hara is the Shoresh of Gaiva. The Shoresh of Gaiva, when a person sees that the world is a world that the Rebbeinu Shlom is a partial partner and he has a part of the stocks, but they're all about him, then the required resultant, there's no escaping this, is that he says all of the history is very nice, very important, Kivarim and all of the other partners, very nice. But if we're talking about people who have stocks, you see, the one person who owns it all is me. I exist as a odd entity that is defined internally and has its own importance, its own tachlis, its own existence, and a person makes himself his own goal. Now, obviously, every time you talk about such a subject, it's within the realm of the discussion that we're talking about, because all of these words are not only positive, possibly positive, but absolute necessity for a person to understand on the proper footing. Right now we're talking about in a negative form, where a person, how does he foresee himself in the world? This is something we've spoken about many times. Whenever a person will see the world, but there are basic two Ritzayim. The Ritzayim Shemayim and the Ritzayim, you know, that's the question. There's my Ritzayim, and theoretically it's in Ritzayim, but after the source should be Yisrael, now it's in any Ritzayim. Okay. And now there's a Ritzayim that you want to do something else, now we'll talk about it. Maso Matan about exactly how it's going to look for Maisa, because there are two Rishuyos. There's Ritzayini and there's Ritzayinach. The Yetzer Hara's input in the beginning of saying that there are two Rishuyos resulting is that a person sees Ritzayini and Ritzayinach as two basic sources. Well, that's not the end of it, that's the beginning of it. The end of it is that any time there are two Rishuyos, who's the basic one? Who's the center one? One of the basic, he says that religion is the opium of the masses, something like that. Yeah, he's right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it can be like that, meaning that there's, in the realm of a person who wants to set up his home world, where he's the center of it, religion can be a very necessary, very positive form of that world. He has a lot of things in his life around. He's the center, the sun. He's the center of his universe, and around him he has business, and has a family, and he has a God. And he has a relationship with that God. But it's one of the satellites that travel around the center point of reality as he pictures it, called himself. the Yetzer Hara that starts b'shoyush of Kippus Rucho. What Vlad is created out of that, if you go the Yetzer Hara way, is that he brings out from us an understanding that there are b'yisoydish teyushuyis. And whenever there's going to be b'yisoydish teyushuyis, then bal korcheinu. This is an ultimate result. Whether you like it or not, you're going to find yourself in the center. And now it's a question of maybe you can live out, or if it's kedai for you, you can make cheshbonos. We can be like that and still not do it there also, because you can make a cheshbon, skar mitzvah, but it's not kedai, it's better kedai to you. Skar mitzvah, can I have say the person, it's possible, but the chat is that you say it's ritzaini, and ritzaini may be last as tzinach also. The Yetzer Hara comes in, maybe it'll tell him to come, or maybe not, maybe it's. But he says, you shall know where a person sees himself as the center of his universe, of his own reality. Akiva Mahal says that you have to go back to the source. And you have to know that where he started from was the Tikkus Rucho. And he comes along and says that the Yetzer Hara has right. He was there. You come from Tisha Kedusha? No, not at all. You come from Tipa Kedusha plus Tipa Srucha. So Kivan Al says that's true on the surface. That's the way he likes to present it. But you have to mistak. Check it out. Don't let him give you any pre-assumptions. Check it out. Be mistak. He wants to say, dismiss the Yetzer Hara, that the chet, original chet, chetan rishon changed things basically. And that true, you were once in the shamish and satsputari, but those days are over, my friend. Right? And nowadays, it's a whole different ballgame. Now, after the Yitzhak comes in, now it's a different story. Be a soldier. It's serious. You basically are, you know what, the neshama can still be there. He's willing to give you that. But as long as the goof is in him, if you recognize that the goof is not Torah, then he's willing to allow you to. He's very fair. He understands there are two issues. So how about like this? The neshama you give to the punishment, and then the goof will take. How's that? That's the basic yisoid, the way that the Yetzer Hara tries to present the world to us, and he tries to tell us that there's a two-lane highway here. There's a goof, and there's the neshama. You're right, the neshama shaykh to the Rebbe Yishon, there's Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and you have to choose. You want to give up all of Olam Hazeh to get the Olam Haba? Yeah, let's see who you for. Or, maybe a little of this, a little of that, and a little goof, a little neshama, It's too late, hard. Right? And if you want to do what's right, so you have to overcome. You have to give up Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba. Akiva Nahal tells us to be mistaka. Check it out. Look at that Tikkus Rucho. So he comes along, there's a Srucho. He's right. He's there. There's a Srucho. That's the reason why people die. The reason why people die is because they were created originally with something messy. Right? It takes 70 years for it to boil out until it overcomes the part on the physical side. But he was there. Srucho. It's true, now the situation is different. When a person is mistaka, when a person looks into the depth, starting from the Shayush and Ratifus Rukha, then you have to call him a Shakin in Russia the Sheikh. You have to call him and he says, yes, I recognize, I know that there was a Tifus Rukha there, but it didn't change a thing. Didn't understand. Now I'll prove it to you. Because wherever, if it would be Be'etzim Sorov, then the one would be right. The Vaishnav doesn't go in Chazepins. The Vaishnav doesn't go in Mokutu. If it became in Be'emis, so why does it say Gimel Shutz Mubodem? Gal Shutz Mubodem. Ima Abba, the Vaishnav Le'etzor. You're a shack. there are gimbal shoots in Bolam and not Dalit. And we come from the Kisei HaKovet. Something happened. It's only for Kisei. It's only on the outside. But the Etzem, nothing's changed. The Etzem, the Shomish HaSatibi, Tehirihi, we was in the Satibi. At that Tipa Suchas, where we was in the Satibi, it's the Satibi and the Tipa. In that Tipa Suchas, the brain should put in the Shomish HaTahir. In Mindara, you take good wine to put into a rotten glass. No, you don't put it into a rotten glass. You take good wine, you put it into a good glass. If there's some dirt on the outside of the glass, it's not going to ruin the wine. There's a problem. We're aware of the problem. But you want to redefine the basic definitions of our existence by that? Check. You want to take over rights in the very essence, in the very source where we come from. You want to say that you have a fourth shutif there, Shapin, Zalon Achmon. You want to change our self-identity of understanding what we are. Shapin, Zalon Achmon. There's only one Ratzon. And there's only outside influence. Only Sorsha B'Isa. If the Shiva Nafi is, that causes confusion where there's a steer between Tzinei Rasis. Why are Tzinei Rasis and Tzinecha? On the surface, sometimes, I'm not so sure of Tzinei Rasis and Tzinecha. I speak from my own experience. There were times of Tzinei Rasis and Tzinei, for example. Like Dusto explained before, that I want this, I want that, Tzinei Rasis and Tzinei. So, I'll prove this point, and I'll show you that. He would say, Chazal said, but you are sentenced to do your answer. Well, Shaita Yas Ruach. There's only one answer. There's only one Roshus, and we're part of the nation's Roshus. The only aspect of Sircha that is here, the Srucha, is you. Mitchila Vatsuf. Meshayush from Hank and Bismon. From the beginning to the end, the only thing that's Saruach here is you. If you please step aside, you'll see that everything is fine. When a person understands Meshayush, that regardless, we're not talking about a person feels a physical desire for something, a person has a seething anger because of something that somebody did or said. Again, what happens when that's already you're in the situation yourself? Right now we're talking about the prerequisites done before the kick. How does a person see himself? What is the real essence of what I am? Right, where's my starting point? That a person enslaves himself to the Yetzer Hara Shita. It's called freedom of choice. You can do whatever you want. Freedom, right? You can do whatever you want. Freedom. That enslavement of a person to accept the Shita of the Yetzer Hara, that it's a natural necessity from the internal makeup of a person to go down the Yetzer Hara path, that's shaken. But Kaiso is not true. It's an outside influence. It's an outside that's become internalized. It's true. We recognize it. Then, the second Pashut Pshat comes to the surface also. When a person realizes that the Etzem, he's in the Shama Tahir, Sheitz Mekisi HaKovoid, and he comes from a Tipu Kedusha, Shekhovs Mekisi HaKovoid, and he's Kol Shatom, he's Kol Shatom, Sefer, what's he doing with all this dirt? Where's all the dirt coming from? When a person recognizes, starting from the Shayrish, through history, down to his own practical Maisim, all of the negative influence that this monster has had on us over the years, and is still having on us in all of these forms, then he's Nitzel Mahakaiva. Then, not only is he recognized by his Seida, that there's only one Rishus, and he bows his head in front of the Rabbi Yishar. But he bows his head double. One, that he recognizes only one reshus, and two, that he recognizes that he's not owning up to his responsibilities. That although he should be Ritzinei La'asis Tzemecha, it doesn't always look that way. Although he recognizes that there's only one path, he doesn't always walk down that path. And when a person recognizes this matzav, and sometimes it takes chet for a person to come to this realization. And only then a person can come to the ma'ila of Mokin Shabbat Shuvah Ha'imdim. Because then, when the Yetzer Hara succeeded in bringing out his death to the end, then a person can see that the Sirachon, he can see the destruction, he can see that he's a Shivrei. And then he has to stand in front of the Rabbi Yishlam, as in the Shomesh HaTzatipi Tahir, he and look at this Chayei Shvurim, my life path, the way I've lived my life, the way that my Maisim, do they stand up to the responsibilities of the Shomesh HaTzatipi Tahir? Do I stand up for the responsibility of being Noimat Matipa Kedusha that the Rabbi Yishlam was the Shutav HaShlishi? And a person recognizes so that's not the case, then he comes to the Madriga called Katainti Mikol HaSadim. This basic anivus, this basic recognition of the fallacy, of the lowness of quality of we are, relative to what man can be, what our own capabilities are, is a shmira nifla b'yoysa mekochet. If a person rei nishbo v'nitka rakim le'sivze, a person who's zeichet, this type of rei nishbo, so the Yitzhar has no shlita. The Yitzhar can only be shoved on a rei shoy, bori k'ula, but a rei nishbo, when a person recognizes that there's only one rishus, and that the only emes is based on that rishus, and it's not so clear, follow, that he's living up to those responsibilities, then the way Mishmael, the Mutke or Kimmelis, and a person could be Zeicha to stand in front of the Rabbi Yishlam totally with the recognition of Gadloi, Bechazdei, Ketointi, Mikol HaChasadim. The product of this. What does it do to a person? What is a person's basic approach to life when he thinks he's Mr. Choshev, and he thinks he's the center of his own universe, and when he thinks that he's a Nishbo, when he knows that there's only one clay meter, there's only one Ratzon, and that Kurahai Ulai, that he's a clay Nishbo, that he's missing much in what he should be. What is the aha, the toloda, the midah, that's mayav? This is something that's also I found in the Sforim, which is again a chiddush. You know, sometimes you see things come out in places where you don't expect them. We started with the Tipa Srucha. We got through the process of Gaiv and Yetzer Hara. And when a person comes to the answer, who comes to the Leiv Nishma Nitka, that type of lave is a lave that has the quality known in Klai Yisrael as Rachmoni. There's a basic difference between the Goyish and Musik. It's on almost every subject, it's like this. There's basic assumptions with the definitions of the words that are opposite. But that way, Rachmoni, what does Rachmoni mean? Rachmoni means merciful. And there's a religion that claims to be a merciful language and merciful religion, and you can check it up against history to see their definitions of mercy. Harachman, the wave harach that a person can come through only through this process of shvirth halev. Is the shayish of that midah of Ketainti Mikol HaChasadim of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the source in Christ all of this Midah Rachman. Halinu Av Rachman, we say, the Av HaBonim of Christ, so all of the others were always of the Bonim, but the one in particular of the Gimel always that was the Av HaBonim was the Yaakov Avinu. He was the Rego Yelodin, he was the Tzchara of the Mitzvah Shleimah and of the bringing up of Christ, or bringing up all the 12 Shvatim. That was a crazy task. The Koyach that enables a person to accomplish that, the symbol of that Koyach, Avinu Av Rachman, even when we talk about the Bnei Shalom, when we talk about Ahavus, when we talk about Rachmanus. Why Ahavus by Rachmanus? I said before that there are some things here that are very idle, very high, and I really don't know the answers, but we'll try. We'll do the best we can. We have a right to try. We'll do the best we can. When a person sees himself as the center of his universe, Baal Korchoi, his contact with everything around him is a question of to what degree does that around him relate to him. Baal Korcho. As much as he... And we're not at this point yet up to the question of chesed. That's stage two. In stage one, we're talking about the Rachmanis level. What does a father have to do? A father who's Meshbir Reif Toiva, Vechazde Al Yelodov, is not a Rachman. He can be a big Baal Chesed, but he's a Seine Ibnai. Chishach Shiftoi Seine Ibnai. Rachmanis can result in giving a patch when it's properly called for. It's giving a Ga'ora when it's necessary. Rachmanis is not something that comes only from the Tzad HaChesed. Rachmanis is the total proper combination of the Yad Yamin, the Kair, the small Deicha, that brings out the ultimate benefit of that you're interested in. Rachmanis is the capability of extending oneself totally according to the requirements and needs of that the person you're dealing with. The Av HaRachamim that we talk about is the capability, in English maybe the word empathy, you may have a relationship more than mercy, but the whole way from the capability of standing outside one's own definition, and as the Yisoid, everybody knows, Chanech L'Nara Pidar. The Yisod of Chinuch is based on Rachmanis. Rachmanis means Chonoich L'Nar B'Darka. The capability of taking 12 Shvatim, that each one was totally different, some of them imposing in their Koichos, in their Mahalkim, in their Drachim, in the Chinuch that was necessary for them, and bringing them each one up. If you're trying to find that the child should do exactly what it is that you want, if that's what you're out for, that's your Musik of Chinuch. He should be a duplicate of you. So that's not Rachmanis. If you want to just be Mashmir, brave tuber in the child, it's a good way to destroy him. I, in certain areas of Israel, had made the mistake of wanting to give their children what they didn't have. And because of that, spent most of their relationship with their children giving. And the results weren't all that great. Because it's not Rachmanis. It's again coming from your own needs. You didn't have, you want to make up for it. To start from the child. A child can't just be given. A child has to be given, v'dai, and also demanded of. Yaakov Avinu was the shepherd. Yaakov Avinu was all the elders who were given Christ, so shepherds. Shepherds as a guidance. The Rachmanis
is the capability of extending oneself outside of his own definitions and giving the real assistance, the real addressing the needs of the second one, b'chohale. Calls man that a person is the center of his own universe, then any person that comes, even if he's a Baal Chesed, but he'll give a Chesed because it's Chesed hour. Because right now I want to do Chesed, because I decided that that's a nice thing to do. I can be religious because that's a nice thing to do, and I can do Chesed because I decided I have a feeling I want to do Chesed. Rachmonis doesn't come from within my needs. Rachmonis comes from the source of the person that I'm relating to. In order to be able to escape the biggest basis that there is in the world, the jail of being the center of your own universe, of being locked up within your own definitions, your own ways of doing things, your own heart, your own desires, your own goals for your children, physical goals or spiritual goals, and escaping that and starting the starting point from outside of you is when your basic definition of the starting point of all starting points is outside. If you come from the Rabban Yisroel, then you can extend yourself to your child outside of you. So the Gemara says that Yishev Rabban Hein Kli B'chol Ra'ata Kli B'Mishayim Avohaya Oila. This is the form of Rachmanis. When a person sees himself as not his, I'm the head of the household boys, as the world starts here, right? I'm the king of this castle. But he sees himself as a shliach of the Rabban Yisroel, as a totally in Misha Omer V'Hoya Oyla. But the Rabban Yisroel has a lot of titles. And let's go back all the way back to Bias Oyla. Tipus Urucha. Whenever a person wants to contact this Shoyush concept of where you're coming from and where you're staying, you have to go back to Shoyush Oyla. And you have to recognize that you're totally, you're not your own existence. That you exist in the Rabbanish on this world, and when you are a product, you're totally in Misha Omer V'Oyelon, then you can be a Rachman, a Kogri Yisro. Then on Koma Shabora, and those that are closer and more responsible, or directly under your guidance, or directly under your responsibility, so is a Gedo Rabbanish. You have a capability of extending out of yourself and entering the realm of the needs of this is the first level. Oy shtei yeshuyos and gaiva, oy reshus achas, and as reshus achas, then I am a middle ground between that reshus and that and the rachman. I'm the Eved Hashem Amiti that reckons the Lev Nishbar that relates to the Banish, and the Lev Nishbar is the Lev Av Harachamon to those that the Rachmonis is the proper relationship to. The extensions thereof in the Taiva and Gaiva, the Taiva and Kas stage are somewhat clear now. Again, all problem, each time we have to clarify, we're not talking about what does a person do when he's in the embrace of Yisro, and Yisro took him over. We're talking now about before, prerequisites. Here, I think we have a beginning of understanding, some bit of understanding of why this is the top of the shayush of all the problems. And now we can just follow it down and see how it results. Stage 2 is type. Right? From Gaiva, when a person sees if there are two Ritzonis around, if there are two Yeshuyos, basically a person doesn't have a Lev Nishbar, then the first Ritzonis, especially the Kaisa, when Kishin Leiflim and Leiflim had Bertachtis from Kaisa and Leiflim, when they don't find themselves under the influence of the Ora, Tura, Mazir, and Mutov, then Taiva has a major influence. All the biggest Baal Taiva in the world, always hidden. רב נשא. בכל אופן, רב נשא. בכל אופן, the koyach of Klai Yisrael, when it's stated so nice, when a person's rotzayin, and it's an angel, we'll go through it and find out why it's mutter. And if he doesn't tell us why, then we'll get different. But the whole thing, the Seder Shal Dover, the starting point is it's an angel, is a direct continuation, always. Bechech, it's almost like the Dibur. In the Yisrael Dover, when a person is, if there are two Yisraels, so then there's a Kedima, of which Yeshua comes first, and it's an unfair battle. It's really an unfair battle. And a person has Oli Miyotzi, has appealed to me, sleepless that we have like this, but a person is Meshubut, if a person under that Matzav, it's a very difficult battle. Very, very difficult battle. And if you win sometimes, you get a lot of slack. Because it's, you've already fallen into the idea. We've discussed that at stage one and how to keep it up. But Akiva now is holding our hand and is continuing us down the path. And he says, we have what to talk about that also. He says, even at this stage, that's what for you to think about. What's it to think about? You have to, now there's a thing called Nemo, basically. We talked about it last time. We discussed the problem that it's a very negative way of talking about Yemi Nisa. And we explained the positive sides of Yemi Nisa. And again, it's strange why it sounds like Star, you won't call it, you want to take the worst negative aspect and once there, what is it that you want to bring out by? We explained also that the Mokum Blitos, the Mokum Nefila, that they can be with such Yisbeinus, is that when you have the wrong approach, then the Yisbeinus will bring in the day Nefila. Why? Because why should I have any goals for the future? Where is it all going to end up? Is all going to be in the Yisbeinus? Therefore, some form of Achashol, Achalush, it can cause a person to renew himself from being goal-oriented, like we explained last time. Akiva Maharal tells us that just like there's a hierarchy, there's a path on the negative side of things, so the same thing there is on the positive side of things. We talked about the Rachmanis, which is the result of the Leif Nishkor, of the proper understanding of the Tipus of Maharal. And I will try to understand this in the second stage. The world has many koichos in it that are desirable. All kaiva relates to some of these koichos. Physical, monetary, you would put in here the taiva for covered, which is different than covered itself. All kinds of desirable elements that we'll put under this general category called type. What do we do? Do we just call it all bad and run away to the monastery? Yeah. Yeah. That's not Klausel's way. That's Bill Roshishi. Deny that it exists, but it does exist. So it's an inner. Why it's not desirable, it is desirable. As my. So, Akiva Menahal gives us something to think about. He's not trying to tell us how not to be goal-oriented because it's not nothing care. He's teaching us how we can be dafka goal-oriented. But he can tell us that there's a hisbrinus, a histatus on goals. There's a histatus where things end up. All of the desirability of all things that people run after, covered, money, women,
physical pleasures, whatever it is that goes under the conversation, under the subject of taiva, are always means. And their death, they turn into leya, they turn into rima, when you make them an it. There is absolutely nothing wrong, not only is there nothing wrong, to use them properly as means. We don't run away from it. We use them. That was made into a means, it was made into an ends, so I'll tell you where it's going to end up. It's going to end up as you. Follow the path down of every Baal Taiva, and you'll see him end up in total destruction of Olam Hazeh. In this last generation where things need to be clarified to us like you teach to a baby, so the Bereshit gave us very, very strong lessons, like drugs, that you can see exactly how taiva looks like. Okay. If you take taiva and you make an ends out of it, pleasure for pleasure's sake, terrible, terrible suffering is the result. Terrible, terrible suffering. In earlier generations, there were things like drunkenness, we were instead of it. But however, the result is always the same. Taiva, whenever it's turned into a means, always turns into dream of a sole. You don't have to wait to get into the cavity, you can get it here. And Kipshuta, it's also true. All taiva that is, the girl explains in a place, every taiva that person had in this world puts fat, physical, spiritual fat on his body, which is the world of food. Any taiva that was niskarish, ayudeh, that it was used as a proper means for a proper goal, is neshama food. That's what Olam Haba, Pcheir Olam Haba is created. The hisbeiros, the status of Rima Vesileya is that koyach that forces a person to retain proper goal perspective and enforce on him. You desire it, takasha. There's nothing wrong with desiring it. But desire it there for what? Who desire? You're supposed to desire. Why do you desire the bunch of major desire? There the Yitzhak also comes and says, you know why you desire it? That's me, folks. I tell you to desire it. Check it. Lo nacho. The yisoid of desiring the Rebbeinu Shalom put into us. And all of the koichos that we desire, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave them. The Yitzhak comes and he wants to steal these koichos and say, any desire that you have is only for me. Right? So you see a desire, you're mine. So don't do this, do that. Sheker. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the koyach, the desire, for proper reason. And now sort it out. If you're going to use it the way the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it to you for, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'toyu b'rach l'olam habo. You're going to enjoy your olam hazeh. You're going to attain those things that you desire. V'olam hazeh, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'toyu b'rach l'olam habo. Not only will the Yitzhahara not be the desires, the astir to the Ruchnius, but it is part and parcel of the process that brings the person to the proper accomplishment of his tasks. That koyach, that clarifies us our goals, and clarifies what role our taivas have to play in our lives, where does it end up? Take it down the path. Where are you going to go with it? What do you feel at the end of the day? Are you uplifted or are you destroyed? Anytime a person gets involved in taiva, after the immediate first moment of another, he ends up with a big downer. Physical downer, spiritual downer, emotional downer. He feels like, you have to get taken out. Anytime you use taiva properly as a means, person shrecha. What's the result in something?
We saw that the result in the first level turns into Rachmanis. The resultant of this Mahalach is Gemilas Chasadim. All of the desirable things in the world, if we don't have this Hasaga, if we don't escape from the Yetzirah's claim, he says all desire is his. Check it! All the desires is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is there for positive purpose. So then we come to the result, the Yisoid of Gemilas Chasadim of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Salanta puts it, Yen is Gashmius is Mangachos. That is an immediate resultant. That's an immediate means that brings to an end. For myself, I have to make sure where my goals are. But for Yenna, that's the goal. This is the Sheyush of Milas Chasodin that we get involved with. When a couple of Ishmaelim come to Avraham Avinu, they have to have tongue with mustard. You know, standards food it's going to be only delicatessen. Why delicatessen? Because it's better. It's more mishpat. Because you look up taiva, and you'll find out that it's more geschmack that way. That's the way we do things. The person who doesn't have these concepts, who really thinks that anything that's involved with the Yetzirah, anything that involves not with the Yetzirah, what we call Yetzirah, with desire, is negative. It's mufka from the whole sugi of Gemilas Chasodim in its real sense. The Shoyish, the Rekoyach of Gemilas Chasodim, the Lishir, the Ligvul, that you find by Klai Yisrael, is because we say that all of these Koychos, Kulim Kedeshim, Kulim Tahirim, Vesheker, that he says that it comes from the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah wants to just be Salef and say that it's all his, and therefore to confuse us between ends and ends. But whenever a person is Zoycha to be Kaina, the Hasoga and Itis in the Dwayne, then all desirable things that are in the world are claiming Musa Shah Yehudi, Ben Shavam Avino, Tamidu Shavam Avino, to be Bein Chasadi. The Kayak of Gemilas Chasadim is to see the Gdusha, to see the quality, the benefit. What's so good about giving somebody tongue with them in cake? No! Shoresh always. So it was sweet to me. You can't have yesterday's bread. It has to go Rushi Rushi Ugois. It has to be fresh bread. It has to be the best movement. What? Mayesh. Yes, it's all them. All of these koichas are put into the world. Baruch Hashem gave us tremendous, tremendous capabilities in all areas, desirable areas. Tremendous toiv there is in the world. When a person doesn't see himself as the source of everything, he doesn't see himself as the Sheyush, he's a Rachman, then this Gemilas Chasadim also comes out. Then all the good of the world, all of the desirable things in the world, have two ramifications. One, for his own use, to whatever degrees it's a means for proper ends, and for Gemilas Chasadim, to be native in B'yosef, Mahu Rachman, Mahata Rachman, Mahu Chanun, Matnas Chinam, B'li Cheshbein, B'li Gvul. Right, you give the chesed, the gvul from the best. For what? Stop. We shouldn't see. Because the soul of Christ is chesed. Rachmanis, the word there was coming not from your own source, but from going into the other person. Chesed v'daf is baget. There's nobody around, so there's nothing wrong. Nobody is your chesed, so go learn. No, Ravina is mitzvah. Yeah, he has to do chesed. It's his own. Chayesos chesed is like the Bnei Shalom's chesed. Native in B'yosef, there's no B'yosef, then you make them. You have to chesed. Chesed. Why? Because all of the potential desires are always all the desires relate to using the potentials of the world. Okay. The potentials of the world have two positive definitions. All of there's tremendous chesed, there's tremendous capabilities, tremendous potential. Either to use it for ends in my own terms, or for Yenna, for somebody else. This is Gemilas Chasadim. The third one, Kas. When a person's Beseder HaBalgeva, and as a result it comes about Taiva, the Taiva Yavakish Nifrod, there's impossible that you tell me it's not going to step on his toes. Because you saw yourself as the center of your world.
So does he. So does he. So does he. So there's going to be steers. There's going to be problems. Because you want it, but he wants it. So now, the only possibility is called Olam Gura.
And either you'll have the kas of the person who's the bull, or you're going to have the kas, the kina, of the person who's the victim. It can be in either form. You can either have or the have-nots. Either side of the fence. You can be there on either way. But your basic shayish hara of the kas, ritzicha, kina, rekevatzamas kina, which destroys the very essence of a person's existence.
Given an hour, didn't leave our hands. He has something to tell us about this too.
He got down to the hell.
He tells us, you know what? He says, there's something to think about. There's something to think about.
So what you should do is, you have to, if they meet to us, they think in the Teshuvah.
If they know the Baucher and walking in the Teshuvah.
The Ben Rainer.
On the surface, you don't see the connection here. Where's the relationship?
The human ruler opens her eyes on this subject, and like he often does,
unbelievable and all this,
he comes from left field with something on the surface. You don't see any relationship. It seems totally uncalled for. Right?
Yeah, this, you want not to do a various. So, you have to know that if you're going to watch, you're going to do a various, you know, and there's going to be an accounting system afterwards, and it's not going to take too long. You're going to get upstairs, and they're going to say, why'd you do this? And if you didn't, and then there's a wish. Then you're going to get it. So don't do it, because you're going to get it.
It tells us, huh?
Hold up an approach.
He says, that's the main point. You know the main point is? He says, I'll tell you.
It says every person lives in a society, hopefully, and there are some societies that are so hefkeres or so rich that these things don't exist anymore. But every person, hopefully, lives in a society where there is people of respect. There's people of stature. Let's take, for example, a shishiva, any picture of a person of stature. When a person would have to come under the scrutiny of the eye of a person of stature, he has to stand in front of Napoleon. It doesn't have to be religious. He has to stand in front of Napoleon. And his actions have to be are being judged. The punishment is a side issue. That's the Chal, he says, that's not the point. He says, this point is pushed. When a person stands in front of somebody who represents what a human being in any particular aspect can be, what potential brought out to reality looks like, to whatever degree that in the first three say a person finds himself not the greatest aspect of stature that we have to stand in front of. He says, you know what we measure ourselves up against? We're going to have to measure up us against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaMelechim. Not Napoleon, the one who made Napoleon. Yeah. He's going to ask you, what'd you do on Thursday afternoon? What'd you do Tuesday morning? You know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And the English is not the subject. The push. This deer between the capabilities, the potential, the neshamish, the bati da'iri, and the results. Isn't it nice? So it's in itself a very beautiful discussion. What's good with the mission? Where do you come from? I hear it. Very nice. What was wrong with maybe just his brainness in Schaar Einish? No, he has to go to Bushu.
Okay.
Well, he said, these things are torn and cushioned. We can try. So we're trying. The Spaniness of Nemias at Otto Dindichelberg, again, has two aspects. There's the Yitzhar Shita and Akiva the Benahal, the Chinese teachers. Akiva the Benahal tells us that the Yitzhar also knows that that laws
he'll tell you about that also.
And there's a frustration
that can come from that.
A yush.
Frustration is probably a better word that can come from it.
A feeling of being put up against an impossible task.
Being put up with something that you really expect me to stand up in front of Melech Malchei HaMelechim Kamalata.
And this is the Yetzirah's
Mahalik.
And the explainers of Rasnitin and Vichesh.
That frustration, that negative approach to life, that the Yetzirah says, all of those nice, wonderful things about Eilu Haba, that's nice in theory, but in practice, it's Yugen night camp, and we got to get it. Right. You're going to stand up for it, it's not going to be pleasant, because then they send you to Canaan. Right? So it's this world, it's Yetzirah, and afterwards it's Canaan. That's the way it is, you know. It says, from day one, Steve is Sucha, and then all of your mice, and you're going to stand up there, it's Canaan for sure. To whatever degree a person is a nochus to these type of things, he's b'sheyush. A miserable person. He's b'sheyush, a negative person. He's b'sheyush, lives in a world of total frustration. Lives in an ugly, sorry-stick world. And the resultants, we're not Eis of Baruch Hashem. We don't have Ritzicha and Kas that come from Sheyush and Kas. The Kas and the frustration, the Tabim, all of the Mirius that you find by so many people comes from a Sheyush that they don't really believe that they're succeeding. They don't believe that when they're going to stand up in front of the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, it's not going to be directly to get. Akiva Mahal tells us that there's another Mahal. Busha, by Klai Yisrael, excuse the pun, by Klai Yisrael, Busha is Nishkin Busha. We only brought things, the Gimel Midas, you probably hopped it already by now. The Gimel Midas of Klai Yisrael is Rachmanin. Klaisel pride is one of our Yerushas, the word Baishan.
What's so good about being a Baishan?
It all starts again from the original source.
If you recognize yourself as your own existence, and now you're going to have to stand in front of Napoleon, it's a busha that you'd rather not have.
But if you recognize that all of this process is the Baishan's doing,
and he knows. He knows that we're made out of offer, and he knows that we have Yetzirah. He gave us all of that. All these were givens. That's the way he wanted it.
And he knows that, like we spoke many times, that 16% success is the maximum that we're going to actually produce. And he knows that the resultant is going to be a bush. Success is that we should know.
If we stand in front of the British and the busha,
that's all the Rebbeinu asked us from the beginning. That's what the Rebbeinu wanted from step one. Like it says in Matan Torah. She'yira yira t'sham v'peneich l'agulti sechato z'rabusha.
The capability of recognizing our limitations, the recognizing that we stand up in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom as a clean letter, Moli Busha.
That's success. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom asked from us. The rest, what's in Yerushalayim is the capability of recognizing, right, that a Kol Bidei Shamayim, and that our capabilities are limited, and that the bit of a person's reality to the Rebbeinu, that we take all of this Kol Zeach Nisbechal Ruchayimah, you know what we say every day in the end of Tachnun, Zuchor, you know what, it's big schools. Remember, I'm a piece of dirt.
That's a big excuse. Being a piece of dirt,
the Bernishul made us.
Recognizing that the Bernishul made us shvelim b'olam hazeh is the Bernishul's resultant, and that our resultant is that we should recognize it and stand for hachno who become. The Kabbalah Sadid, the Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim B'Sinuchu, where a person stands in Busha by Kleis, so you stand in front of the Bnei Shalom by Busha, it's a Simcha by Kleis. That's a goal that we try to attain. A person can come and say that I'm a Bush, it's a provocative imagery. By Kleis, so Hefech. The Yitzhak comes and tells you, ah, Fuya, look what you are going, what are you, but Kleisel says, you know why we're Shove, by the Rabbi Shlom? We said before, Ketonity, Mikol HaSovim, Kleisel has another, more words. So it's Lei Merubchem, Ele Mimaatkem. That you might ask in the phone, that you have a Kreach to stand as a Mimuat, as a Busha, and stand to cover it. You have to hear these words. Stand the bush of the covering. How? Because that's good for the ancient life. The Rebbein Shem gave us that situation. To accept, makabel the Rebbein Shem's rotzayin, and do your best to fit the circumstances. Then when you're oimid with Ne'am Mokhrim and you say, Zechor, it's a bush. Zechor, it's a bush. It's a offer. Then we have the third source of the Yitzchok of the Beishonim. The Rachmonim, which you ask us all in the Bashar. So, this is the best I could do. I tried. Vadai, the Dvorim are Harbi Yisra Mukinize, Harbi Yisra Dinize. But if we'll have that, Tchilus is brings a start of a different approach, a little bit raise up above the Hagam, the Padai, and the practical level, we have other problems. You have to get out of the grace, try to get back our own identity, like we talked before. Okay? Try to get out of the practical. Although there's brilliance in these volume, even if it's a slow process, and even if it's the result of a long term, but rather the effects of such a thing, to whatever degree that we could be choiser on these brilliance, on these gemot volume, that we acquaint of these basic brilliance, it could change the whole mahalach of chayim, to the point that if somebody may turn around one day, look at us, and say, well, how come he never has any of these names? How should we say?